This is Ozarks at Large. Many Arkansans in the Illinois River watershed with streams and creeks running through their property are dealing with severe erosion from persistent flooding rains. That's according to the Illinois River Watershed Partnership, which is offering free help. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Illinois River Watershed Partnership Executive Director Nicole Hardiman stands upstream of Osage Creek and Spring Creek confluence south of Cave Springs this morning on a newly formed gravel bar after flooding rains. She points to a steep, vertically eroded stream bank nearby, dangerously close to a housing development.
And then you see sort of the muddy, sheer drop-off of the stream bank, which that increased velocity has now started eating away at that erodible soil.
Yards and pastures are being scoured away. One property owner has attempted to pile large boulders up against the cut bank, but floodwaters are clearly surging through it. Ozark streams and rivers naturally meander to contain floodwaters. So do intermittent wetlands and tree-rich riparian ways, which act as sinks, capturing and controlling floodwaters. But climate change-driven weather and land use development, including stream channelization, is causing widespread erosion, Hardiman says.
So when you get really high rates of scour, so we're talking, you know, that cut stream bank, all you see is dirt on the side. Planting a tree, unfortunately, or many trees, will not stop that scour, and it will undercut any reforestation efforts. So when you get to the point of a really extremely eroded bank, that requires some engineering. So we advocate for a method called natural channel design. It is an engineering method that takes into account ecological function as well as stream bank stabilizations. You are anchoring the stream bank using natural materials, most likely large tree trunks. In some cases, you can reestablish wetlands.
And using boulders or concrete to stabilize a stream bank basically creates a stormwater conveyance, Hardiman says. Large cut logs, however, secured together and buried in groups every few dozen feet strategically into embankments, adds roughness to river channels, essentially slowing rivers down even during flood events. An EPA white paper on the method reveals that bioengineered log jams have been demonstrated to rebuild scoured riverbanks. The log jams capture sediments in which plants and trees grow, contributing to increased flow resistance and rebuilding stable vegetated edges. Streams, rivers, and lakes act in turn to preserve submerged wood, given aquatic systems are deficient in enough oxygen for decay organisms to survive. On Thursday, November 14th, the Illinois River Watershed Partnership is hosting a stream bank restoration field day from 9 a.m. to 4:30. All property owners are welcome.
We will have some morning talks that will feature, number one, the introduction to the watershed. Number two, Josh Duzan from Natural State Streams. They are a ecological restoration firm out of Little Rock. And we'll also feature Pam Nelson from Northwest Arkansas Land Trust. Also at the same time, trying to advocate for preservation of high quality stream banks through conservation easements through the land trust or another land owning partner.
The morning session will also provide information on federal and state rules and required permitting regarding any in-stream modifications. During the afternoon session, participants will tour three stream bank erosion sites.
So we'll be looking at an Osage Creek site that's owned by the City of Rogers. It has some highly eroded stream banks currently, so we'll look at what is a highly eroded stream bank. Then we'll look at Kohler Mountain, which is a project that Natural State Streams completed. Not only were they doing stream bank stabilization, but they also reestablished meanders in the creek. So methods of doing that. And then we'll be looking at a property on Little Osage Creek that Watershed Conservation Resource Center completed. That was a stream bank stabilization project. Lunch is free. And please register by going to irwp.org.
You can pre-register or register on site starting at 8:45 at Illinois River Watershed Partnership headquarters on Main Street in Cave Springs. Certified landscape architects who complete the course receive continuing education credits. The field day is free. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And you can find a link to the field day registration at ozarksatlarge.com.